Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 26, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 3, 2003.
My chat friend Melanie from Yorkshire, England asked, if Jesus could do anything at all because he was the Son of God, why did he make it so hard for mankind to believe he was the Son of God?
I would deny that question, Alora, bitterly. I did everything possible to prove to mankind that I was the Son of God. I healed lepers. I healed the blind. I restored the hearing to the deaf. I made the cripples walk. I walked on water. I floated in the air. How much did they need to prove that I was the Son of God? I gave them every possible bit of evidence I could, including the wisdom of God, over and over and over again. I did more than necessary to prove that I was the Son of God. And why anyone would say, why didn't I do something to prove that I was the Son of God? Well, the only other thing I could have done was destroy the entire world and wipe everybody out. And that wouldn't have done much good, would it? I rose from the dead. How much do they want? How much could they be given? How much proof is there? I forgave man's sin. I restored the souls of the lost. I cast out demons. I mean, really. I mean, the dark ones could do a few of these things, but they couldn't do them all together. And I did them all together. I fulfilled all the prophecies pertaining to the Messiah. The priest hid this fact from the people. And this is one of the causes of the accursed book of Revelation. But I fulfilled all the prophecies pertaining to the Messiah. I proved I was the Son of God. I cannot understand why anyone would question that fact.
I agree, Nazarene, 100%. I mean, who else but someone with your power could do these things? Well, never mind.
Only someone that God loves almost as much, Alora, and bestows his blessings on to do his wonders and his ways.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm.
This message was originally sent to K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Good morning, everyone. God here, talking to you through Speaker Gerald Pauly. I want to speak of the tragedy in the schoolyard in New Jersey where three young men were murdered because they were going off to college and bettering their lives. People are saying this was a random act of violence. This was not a random act of violence. This was a cold-blooded murder committed by people that were jealous of these young people because they were bettering their lives, because they were getting out of the drug culture, because they were getting away from the people that were extorting them and using them and making a better life. The drug dealers didn't want this. They wanted to send a message to the other people in the community that you cannot escape us, that you will follow our lifestyle or we will kill you. This is what happened to these young people. These drug dealers have to be stopped. They have to be gotten off the streets. They have to be executed for the murders that they are committing by selling this poison to children. This has to happen. People have to wake up. There is something wrong when a society kills children because they are making a better life for themselves and others around them. This is a sad situation that has to stop. It has to stop.
We'll be back again.